Hey guys, welcome back to the Upgrown Kids podcast. That's not my real voice, but this season, or I mean,
I was about to say, what the hell just
I'm
happened?
like, is Winter just became a new person?
I was just gonna use
What?
that voice.
Bear Grylls.
Okay, anyway, this episode of Real or Fake, probably episode two, is gonna be on ghosts. We're gonna talk about some spooky stuff.
You are struggling.
No,
Winter,
how?
it's funny. I like it. Keep going.
That was kind of the vibe I was going for. It's like more like awkward,
Yeah, I
casual,
like
cool,
it.
spooky
But
stuff.
maybe we will cut some of this out. I don't know. All
I
right.
like it.
Well,
Just keep going. Keep going.
We'll just keep going.
I think I'm done.
Oh,
Okay.
so yeah, we're talking about ghosts today. Generally, we
I
got.
said that.
Okay, you
Thought.
didn't say real or fake, did you?
Yay,
I
ghost.
did. I said season.
Oh.
I said this season.
Oh, I
I
didn't.
didn't.
Okay, my bad.
Should we just restart?
This is a great intro. No, we're keeping this.
It was good until Sophia
I'm
started
sorry, I didn't hear you
bullying.
say
No,
real
we need
or fake.
intro music.
Maybe I
So,
forgot.
ghosts! I don't think that makes sense.
We're gonna put it on a loop, too.
It's just me going do 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 do.
Alright, guys, well, let's jump right into it.
Okay, so ghost. It's been 2 minutes for an intro and we're struggling still.
Alright, ghost.
What did you guys get for your research that we were supposed to do when like half of us did?
Okay, I did my research.
I did a little bit.
I did a little
okay,
bit on
I
the
wanna.
book that I've had in my house since I was like two.
Not
cool, so I was the only one who didn't do research.
I want to start out with like talking about our own experiences, or should we start out the other way?
I think experiences are going to be the best, because,
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
really interested in your guys' own experiences, if any, and I love talking about myself, so I'm excited to talk about mine. Does anyone want to go first? I feel like we...
You can go first, because you seem
yeah,
most
man.
Excited about it.
Yeah,
okay, sure. So, I have not many, like, paranormal encounters, and I don't even know if they, like, count as, like, I can't prove that they're, like, ghosts. But, because I'm kind of a skeptic, actually.
Who
but,
can, though?
Exactly.
Think about it, yeah.
It's pretty hard. I mean, there's people that definitely are pretty convinced, but I'm not. So.
The sound of silence.
Sorry, am I not supposed to look at you during this podcast?
Okay,
like,
so, to
just
start.
Just death there.
To start off, I guess the first one I'll talk about is I was probably, like, 12 when this happened. And I used to live in this pretty big house in Colorado in a small town. It's very high elevation. And it was like really late at night. And I had just woken up randomly from like a dream. I don't really remember the dream, but it's not really important. And my whole family was asleep. It was I think it was like 1 or 2 in the morning. I don't remember if I looked at the clock, but that's what I would guess. And I heard... We had a piano, and I heard the piano. Like, I definitely heard it, and it was really scary. I got so paranoid, and it was, like, late, and I didn't want to, like, go wake. I didn't want to leave my room, because I was scared that if I left my room, like, whatever played the piano would be there. So I just stayed in my room, and I didn't know what to do, and eventually I, like, fell back asleep. But, the next morning I went out to check, and it seemed fine. The piano was, like, the cover of the piano was down. Over the keys, too, so it was really weird, but I'm like, to this day, I can, like, remember it so well, like, I definitely heard it, and that was sort of, that's the biggest memory I have of this house, but this house had a consistency for spooky stuff, and generally, it was in the form of footsteps, is we would hear footsteps from the second floor and the bottom floor, like, all the time, and there were two times that really stand out to me. The first was when I was pretty young, and I heard, like, walking, and I was with my dad and my dog, and my mom wasn't home, and my siblings weren't home, and I was like, Dad, do you hear those footsteps? And he was like, yeah, and I was like, what is that? Like, I thought mom wasn't home, and he's like, I don't know, maybe it's a ghost, and like, like we don't know what it was. Like, we heard, like, we both heard them, and we just don't know.
It was me.
So
I'm sorry.
I don't think I knew you, and you also didn't know me. Where did I live then?
In Colorado.
Where? What was the town called?
In a house.
The town is called In a House.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's wrong. But anyway, that one was scary. And then the second time I heard footsteps that I mean, there was more than this, but I remember this one really well. Is I was probably 12 again, and I was really into Minecraft. I still am. But I was making a Minecraft YouTube video with my friend. But, like, we weren't in the same house. Like, we were on a Skype call or something. Because back then we used Skype. And, I was home alone. It was, like, probably 6 at night. And I heard... We've got a dog here. And yeah. I heard, footsteps from upstairs. And my dog was next to me. She was right there. So I got really paranoid. And, like, I was on the call with him. And I didn't really say anything. But I was, like, I kind of wrapped it up fast. I was like, I kind of have to go. So I left and I called my parents and said, hey, is anyone home? And they were like, no. So then I just sat, like, on the floor with my dog until my family got home because I was, like, kind of scared. And those are the three experiences that I've had in my house. And I don't know. Like, I don't have a reason for any of them. But
that's you cool. played those a lot better that's... than I did.
Also, I do have a quick question.
Yeah.
What was the piano playing? Like, was it music or was it just random
It was
notes?
A note.
What was the note?
Yeah.
Could it have been, like, the inside of the piano, like, malfunctioning? Because my piano used to do that a lot.
Does a piano malfunction?
And it was weird, because that's like, I don't know, it's the same thing.
That would require the hammer coming down the
So
string.
It was an it's an electric piano.
Oh.
And it
that's
was
really
turned
weird.
Off. With
oh.
the cover down.
That is very
And
odd.
I swear to God I heard it. This kind of brings me into my next point I was going to tell you guys about. When I was really little, like, this kind of went away maybe around the age of 10, is I heard whispering. Like, when there was nothing there, like, there were, and I really did hear it. Like, I remember one time I was, like, probably 6, and I was, like, sleeping in my bed with my sister, because we liked to do that when we were really little. And I heard, I thought she said something to me, and I said, and I, like, rolled over, and I was like, what? And she was asleep, and it was kind of spooky. And this happened a couple other times when I was, like, it always happened at a sleepover, I think, when I thought it was someone that would have said it, but it wasn't, and everyone was asleep.
That's not fun. That sounds terrifying when you're a little kid, too.
It was, but I, since then, I've done some research, and it's actually, like, a thing, I guess, is, like, it's, like, a certain mental issue or thing that you can get where you hear these, and I think that it could explain the... whispering, it could explain the piano note, it could even explain the footsteps. Okay. So, it could have... I forget what it's called, I should have done more research for that. But, it could have been that. I don't know. It could be a creaky house for the footsteps. There's, like, so many... Like, the skeptic side of me has so many explanations that could have...
Right.
Could help. But the one takeaway is that I was terrified.
Right.
Like, and I thought it was real. Like, it was real to me, even if it wasn't actually real.
I had the same thing, so this kind of leads into mine, actually. I have the same thing with the piano thing. I had this old antique piano, but, like, with mine, I'm pretty sure it wasn't, like, a ghost thing. It was, like, the notes used to fall. Like, the, not the notes, like, the...
Oh, the keys.
The inside, but, yeah, not, like, the actual things. The inside,
oh,
but, like...
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but it's electric, so I don't know. That's odd. But, like, waking up to that is terrifying, because, like, as a kid, you're, like, your mind goes to the worst-case scenario, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do the insides fall?
I don't know. It's
the
just
hammer has to go upwards to hit a string.
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. I just remember, like, when I was younger, I'd wake up to, like, there weren't, like, actual notes. It was, like, barely. Like, you could just hear it.
Yeah, that's
It was, like,
so
like a little
sleepy.
Ring of some, like, different notes. But it was just an old piano, so I think it was falling apart. I have no idea how that would work, though.
That's really sweet.
I was young. We had the piano when I was, like, 9, 8, 7. I used to learn that piano when I was, like, 6. But, yeah. Yeah. Okay,
damn.
So I had a question, actually, for you guys. Did you guys have imaginary friends growing up? Because I have, like, a weird story about that.
No.
Oh, so I'm just the weirdo here?
One thing I did have when I was growing up that I had to, like, train myself to stop doing is my internal dialogue was always we. I wouldn't say, I need to do this, I need to do this, or I need to go to the store. I would say, we gotta do this.
Yay, possession!
As if I was talking...
With multiple people.
There were multiple people in my head.
Are you a vessel?
And... I was pretty mentally unhealthy when that developed, so I think it had to do with that. I trained myself to stop doing that, and, like, it's never come back since, but it's pretty
right.
crazy.
Oh, that is insane. I've never heard of that before. That's crazy.
It's like multiple personalities, but it wasn't actually them, but it's
right.
Crazy, yeah.
For sure. Oh, yeah, so I had like 6 imaginary friends growing up, but the crazy thing is that like, okay, this is going to sound so lonely sounding, so I like would hang out with them like during my breaks and all that at school, like they were like, you know, literally my friends.
Wait, how long did you have them?
Until I was like 10. Like I had them for a long time, and I'm very much like when I believe something, I do not like let it go. Like I believe in sand until I was like 11, 12. Like I was like very, very into that stuff. No, but anyways, I remember them like when I play with them in quotes or whatever. Like I can remember them like moving shit, and so that's why I like it's a weird connection. Cause I'm like it's probably because I just like remember it like that now, cause that's how I was when I was a kid. But like I could like say when there's creaks on the roof, like how you had or whatever, or the ceiling or another floor, I'd be like, oh, that's just one of them. Like I would excuse it to all these people who I thought were real. And that's, I don't know, crazy. I never, like, I guess there wasn't, like, a day where I'm like, oh, these guys aren't real. They just kind of started leaving, like, one by one. Like, I just remember them not seeing them around until, like, all of them were just gone.
That's really weird.
It's really weird, yeah.
Can you visually imagine them?
Or, like, I can remember, like, 2 or 3. What, like, there was 2 girls. They were my age. And they were, like, really creepy, though. I couldn't tell you why. Like, they didn't talk very much, but they liked to, like, hang out. It was weird. They'd always just hang out in my room.
That is so cool.
And then, like, one of them, I remember, would not leave my room. Like, she just didn't want to leave. And I just thought it was weird. I'm like, oh, she just likes to play in my room. No, she just did not leave. So, like, when I say it now, it sounds really
creepy.
Fucking weird, right? But I'm like, but I wouldn't tell, like, my parents or my friends, because I'm like, these aren't real. I'm just crazy. I don't want them to think I'm crazy, because no one else could see them. Because I was talking to myself, they'd be like, what are you saying? I'm like, nothing. Like, no. So, yeah, like, I don't know. It's just, like, I don't know, weird connection.
That's
I remember so when I was younger. I thought you guys had imaginary friends. I thought that could make a lot more.
Time for some salt.
With some salt?
Some salt.
What do you mean?
What?
Oh, wait. Yeah. Isn't that where you, like...
You put... No. Salt over your shoulder is...
Bad luck.
No. Oh, if you drop salt...
I thought it was bad luck.
Yeah.
If you drop salt, it's bad luck. To get rid of that bad luck, you put salt in your right hand to throw it over your left, I believe.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But normally... One of the big things, I believe this is more of a Christian originating thing, is basically salt is seen as holy or pure.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So it's used to, so normally if there's like a ghost or something and you don't want something into a room, you line the doors and the windows with salt. Or you line, you put a barrier around something with salt to keep it protected.
Also, I've literally always wondered how much salt does it take to make a barrier? Like,
it takes
how thick and how, like, rounded, you know? Is it just, like, a few grains that just...
I don't think...
It has to be a lot.
I think they just have to be touching.
I have a really weird story about that. I totally forgot about that. So my friend, one of my Emmett friends, I've told you guys all about her. She is, like, a strong believer in ghosts, or was, and so she always came to my house and been like, your room is haunted, just, like, saying that, and I thought she was messing with me. I mean, she probably was, you know, but she used to do shit, like, come burn sage in my room, and I didn't understand that, and then she had the salt, she put the salt on my window one time, and she wanted to tape it to the ups, like, all up to the border of my window, if that makes sense. I don't know if that's how that works.
That's not how that works.
Like,
okay.
We were, like, third graders, so, like, you know, she believed whatever,
it's
but it was...
Like... Or go ahead, sorry.
No, it's just really funny, because I remember her, like, being like, we gotta burn the sage. I'm like, I can't have fires burn. She's like, we have to burn the sage. And I was like, why? She's like, there's people in here. And it was really, really weird. That's, like, the day I actually became scared of my room, and I wouldn't sleep there for, like, 2 weeks. Because I was like, there's people in my room watching me. Like,
That's crazy.
Yeah, and she was like, do you guys have, oh, actually, I have another weird question. Do you guys believe in Ouija boards and how they work?
No, I don't believe it.
No? Okay.
My mom does.
Really?
Yeah.
See, my rationale
She says
that
she did it and it was real.
I don't know how a Ouija board would work, but, you know, if it's a spirit guiding you, why the heck would a spirit take its time to, like, help you answer, like, really dumb questions?
Normally for malicious intent.
Yeah, I guess.
So I take you believe it, then?
Partially. I know I was never allowed to use a Ouija board in my house or near my house.
Yeah.
Because, my mom is Mexican, and she's just like, that thing can go. So we tried to print one off at my house and use it at the park near my old house.
Is it just any pattern, or does it have to be, like, something?
No, we printed off, like, the actual pattern, but we didn't have an actual one, so we printed it. Nothing happened, to no one's surprise, because we printed it.
Yeah.
So then we just burnt it in the fire in front of the house.
Oh, there you go.
Terrible idea, but never burn a Ouija board if you believe in them. Will result in your death?
That reminds me, do you remember, it was, you weren't here for this, I think you were part of the group of this, but it was when Earl and I used to try to do Ouija boards outside school, during lunch times.
Oh, yeah. God.
Remember when we'd write it out on, like, three notebooks, and we had them all, like, we'd put them all together or whatever, so we had, like, pieces of an Ouija board we made. And, like, of course it, like, we thought it worked, but someone was probably moving it, because they would ask you the questions, like, am I going to pass my next English class? You know, like,
that's not how the board works.
Okay, exactly. Well, we were, like, seventh graders.
Like, why would some spirit answer, like, right? Yeah. Who likes me? It's like, I don't...
I don't know, and I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather not.
Ask them about themselves, you selfish person.
So yeah, my same Emmett friend, the one who was paranoid in my old house, I have an Ouija board in one of my rooms. Not my room, sorry. That's probably, like, really weird. It's in the game or whatever. It's because I don't believe in it.
The game room.
Wait, there's a Ouija board here? Like, right now?
Do you want me to go grab it?
No.
Okay, sorry, Oliver, sorry.
No, we should do it.
We should do it. We should do a podcast or a... Like a
we'll let
extra,
Oliver skip out on that one.
An extra, like, like an
that's
extra
really
little,
so he just, everybody knows
like an extra short where we use a Ouija board. That'd be really interesting.
If we get X amount of followers,
we
will
live
stream.
How many followers do we need for Oliver to do the Ouija
board?
This podcast
is going
to
start really
how many do you,
slow.
How many do we need,
like,
Oliver?
Let's say 1,000, because I don't want to do it.
We're not going to get 1,000.
Road to 1,000,
we
guys.
Hit 1,000 followers, and we will do a Ouija board live stream.
Whatever
on
platform
YouTube.
You're on, follow,
that,
and
we're
getting we're going to
do
a
Ouija
board,
yeah. No, but anyway, so my friend came over one time, and she legit was so paranoid, she took it and threw it in my neighbor's yard.
I would do the same.
She just threw it over the fence. Back and get it, like I snuck into their yard, and it was so funny. And she also, I have like tons of weird face paintings in that room, and she was just so paranoid and would not sleep in there. I've had three of my friends not want to sleep in the room because they hear like noises in there, which I've never had that experience. It's just my friends that come over, but yeah, it's interesting. So, yeah. Okay, Eli, your turn.
I don't really have any, like, good ghost stories that, like, I would even believe. When I was a kid, I had a lot of imagination, so I feel like everything that I, like, thought I saw or whatever was, like, imagined. But I'll go with one just for the heck of it. That was, like, the most vivid one. So, like, it was at, like, the first house that I ever remember, and I was, like, 8 at the time, right? And I was sleeping, and it was, like, a long, like, this room that I slept in was, like, a long room, right, with, like, shades toward the, like, toward the road, right, and there was, like, streetlights out there, right?
Yeah.
And I woke up, right, and I was, like, on my side, and I looked out, and, like, through this last of the blinds, I could see what looked like a human figure, just, like, standing on the sidewalk.
Okay.
Looking at the house.
You know what you just reminded me of?
What?
3 years ago, when I moved to Boise, we lived in this... like, tiny townhome where it's, like, connected to a bunch of other ones.
Yeah.
And
oh, right.
Bro, those are weird.
It was super bright out at night all the time because there were streetlights everywhere in this road because there's, like, tons of houses there. There's, like, tons of people going about things. There's a senior center across the street from us. So it's super... It's, like, daytime out almost. Like, you need your blinds shut at night or, like, it will blind... Like,
that
will,
place is whack where you used to live.
Yeah,
that was a weird neighborhood.
It's an interesting setup.
Yeah, so... One time, I literally, with no reason, wake up at 3 in the morning. I look at the clock, it's 3, and I feel, like, oddly calm and, like, awake. Like, I feel, like, alert, but, like, calm. And I just woke up for no reason. And I just, like, I don't know why, but I, like, kind of, like, get out of my bed and just look out the window. And there's just there's woods in like, the river across from... the street, like, behind the senior center, and there's just a guy walking out of the light of the street lamps into the woods towards the river.
Hell no.
And, like, there was definitely a guy, and I just watched him. I just watched him until he disappeared.
Hell
I have
no.
Such
and, then,
a weird
and then I went back to bed, and it was so weird.
I have, it's not, like, similar, that just reminds me of something. When I was, like, I think I was in 6th grade, it was snowing outside. This was, like, the year or two before, like, the big snow we had here, like, the one that shut down school for 3 weeks.
Oh, God.
Okay, so, yeah, it was, like, you know how snow got, though, before. It was still pretty big.
Yeah.
And so this was Christmas break, and I was sitting in, the way my old house used to be set up, there was, like, this plant room where it's like a mud room, kind of, but it was, like, in the back of my house, and it led to an actual huge room, like, bigger than this garage, like, probably 2 times the size of the garage. And it was an actual room, though. It was super cool. Anyways, that whole room was made entirely of windows, if that makes sense. And they were, like, they're heavy-duty windows, but you can't see... Yes, kind of, but it had, like, heat and all that, and, like, It was like a room. It was like my bedroom. It just was weirdly disconnected from the house. And so I was sitting there playing video games. My brother used to play Wii in there. My brother had left or whatever. And I look out, and it's in my backyard, right? And all of a sudden, I see this guy in all black clothes. He's wearing a black hat. Looks like a burglar kind of thing, like the stereotypical burglar. He hops over my fence, and he's walking in my backyard, right? Just walking. And my backyard is huge, like really huge. And he was walking towards like this little sweat lodge thing. It's like an underground house we had in my backyard. And he walked past and made a circle and then just hopped over my fence, and he waved at me. And he just waved, and he just hopped over my fence and went to the other person's yard. And so I lost my mind. I was like, oh my god!
That was so spooky.
Yeah, and so, but here's the thing. This is where it gets weird. I ran to my mom, and I'm like, Mom, there was a guy in the backyard. And so this was like, once again, I was really young. And so I was like probably, I don't know, 9, 10 by this point. And so my mom was like, okay. So we went back out there. There's no footsteps though. And that's why my mom stopped believing me. So I thought I imagined it. So she's like, I'm like, Mom, like, you need to call the neighbors. Because what if they saw them? What if there's footsteps in their yard or something? Because there's no footsteps and it hadn't been snowing actively at the moment.
Yeah.
And so she, oh my God, taco farted. it's not so bad. And so she called the neighbors. They're like, yeah, there's no footsteps. And so she just totally thought I was making it up. So I started being like, yeah, you know what? You're right. I made it up. But, like, to that day, I would not sleep in there because it was just so scary. Because, like, I just remember his face, too. He had, like, this really big smile. And he just
waved
at me and hopped over the fence.
Shit.
And then that's the last I saw of him.
What if it was
I totally
just Santa
forgot
Claus?
About that story. I should have brought that up to begin with.
What?
What
if it was just Santa Claus?
Yeah, what if it was Santa Claus?
Santa Claus is really scary looking.
You want to know what that reminds me of? Okay, we need to, like,
guys,
find these tangents.
I never finished,
bro. Oh,
we didn't.
Sorry.
Heck, no.
Can I say one
last
thing?
Yeah, go
ahead. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Two
stories. Okay.
Make Eli start crying over here.
Also on Christmas break, back in Colorado, when we got a shit ton of snow, one morning we all wake up, it's like literally probably Christmas Eve, it's like really close to Christmas, and there are footprints in our backyard leading up to our glass door and then just leading away.
That's not okay.
It was so crazy.
That's
like
called
that.
Someone tried to get in.
Yeah, my dad said he was going to leave a police report or something.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
It was so
that's
creepy.
That's fair.
But anyway, I'm sorry, Elaine, go ahead.
It's totally fine. But, what was I?
You in the
long
room,
yeah.
Thinking someone outside.
Yeah. And so there was, like, someone there, you know, and they were, like, really big, right? And then I couldn't see their arms because, you know, it was, like, that. And then, like, you know, there were street lights, but either they were, like, ahead of the street lights, so I just saw black, or they were just, like, black. Anyway, and then I, like, watched them, and then I blinked. And they were still there. And then, like, because, you know, like, I was like, I don't believe this shit. You know, I was like, no.
You're like, what am I on right now?
I, like, blinked again. And then he was like, you know, like, into the, like,
yeah,
pavement.
Like, he, like, kind of smashed
yeah,
down.
Like, yeet. Yeah, and then, like, my little brother was talking about the same thing, like, a couple weeks later. And I was
that
like,
is so
what?
That
crazy.
Is really
yeah,
scary.
It was wild. And then one other thing was, and this was actually really recently. It was, like, a year ago. No, we stayed, it was at winter camp, right? Up in McCall. And it snows, like, really heavy there, right? And me and all the servant staff, we stay up until like 6 in the morning for the heck of it, you know? And it was really dark, right? You know, like completely black.
Right.
And it was really quiet because you know what snowfall is like? It's just like,
it's
so cool.
Silences everything.
Anyway, and it could have just been, we were really tired, but we thought that, okay, there was an older dude, his name was Trevor, right? He had this red poncho, and we thought that was him. But like, we saw him like in a window, you know, as he walked by, right? And we're like, is that Trevor? You know, and we like open the door and he's not there. And then like we continue to see it like flitting by windows, like
oh, God.
Randomly. It was so
that's
horrifying.
Creepy.
One time it was inside, you know, the lodge, like in the back kitchen, and we're like,
that's
like
you all just
that was,
your
like,
minds.
Those are the two stories that I have.
Oh.
And I never got to see a good look of like either of those things.
Wait,
but,
so
like,
did you find out Trevor wasn't there? Like how'd you know it wasn't Trevor?
No, it wasn't Trevor because we never saw him, like ever. You know, and why would Trevor be pacing the entire lodge at, like, 5 in the morning?
Well, he could have been sleepwalking really weirdly enough. Wait, so
sure.
What happened? Where was Trevor there and all that then? How do you
what?
Know? Where was Trevor?
Oh, we talked to Trevor, and he was like, yeah, no, I didn't get up, but...
Oh, so you're saying that
you know,
didn't know... You're just saying, like, oh,
we didn't know at the
Trevor.
Time if it was Trevor, and so we thought it was.
You just, like, made that assumption to make yourself feel better?
kind of. We're pretty sure it wasn't after a while, though, because, you know... That just isn't what Trevor does.
Yeah.
He doesn't get up
just
and
circles.
Pace around the lodge silently.
Yeah,
Trevor is not like that.
Trevor gives you a call now. Just so you know, man, I feel a little bad for lying. I was pacing circles
okay,
around the lodge.
Okay, I would be more concerned if Trevor was just like a pacing the lodge.
Yeah.
Right.
It would be horrifying. But no, those are my two stories. I'm
no,
not sure if either of them are true at all, but yeah.
They're really...
That's
creepy.
I think I'd be more scared about the circle thing because I feel like they'd just be like trapping me by like looking at them as they're.
Dude,
it reminds me of that horror movie. Have you heard of it? I think it's called Hush. Have you heard of it? Anyone
here?
No,
I have. No.
Okay, have you watched it?
I have.
You have. Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong by anything. But there's this deaf girl and she. There's this one guy outside who's basically just trapped her. And he just goes around the house and just kind of watches her and like does creepy shit, like leaves notes, but he's just circling the house the whole time. And that's just the scariest thing. It's not even the fact that he's not entering, it's the fact that he circles her.
Yeah.
And I don't know, that just remind me of it. I hate that. That's like a really bad feeling.
Yeah, it's really scary because she's deaf.
And
so, like, the whole movie is so.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that is so. I watched it with one of my hard of hearing friends, May, and she the whole time was like, "That's how it feels. That's how it feels." And she was just giving me shit. She's like, "That's it right there." She's like, "That part where you can't hear." But she's like, "She's, you know, it's just really funny." And I was like, "Oh, okay, May."
No, but, going back to what Eli said, the whole like concept of like, you see movement behind like windows or far
and
away, and then the person you thought it was shows up right there, and
oh,
you're like,
God.
"Where? What was that?" That's so scary.
Oh,
that'd be weird. All right. Oliver, you have, like, not said anything.
Like,
you need to go.
So I have two stories, sort of. The first one was just, I went to sleep, and I woke up with a cut on myself.
Like,
that is
like,
scary.
Like, down towards the bottom of my torso.
I've done that before.
Was it, like, filled with anything?
No, it was just a cut, but my
cut.
A cut.
I thought you said cup.
No, there was a cut on me.
Oh.
A pair of scissors had moved. And my nails weren't long enough to do the cut that was on me, and the cut was deep enough to leave a scar.
You still have it.
I still have the scar.
That is
wait, can we see, or is it too far down?
It should just be right here. Where is it? Oh, it's very subtle, but it's right there.
Oh, I see it.
What
damn.
The hell?
There's like a scar. It's a decent
size.
Scary.
Has the scar.
Holy
shit. I don't like that.
The scar is there.
That's
so,
crazy.
Yeah,
okay.
That exists.
I'm going to hide all my scissors every time Oliver comes over.
That happened because my sister had something else that happened beforehand where a pair of scissors had moved along with a doll at night.
Oh,
great.
Oh. That's
so
just perfect.
When? What? How recent was this?
Oh, that was at my old house. That was many years ago. But the second story takes place at that old house, too. This only happened in one room where I had slept in, because I moved from my old room into the guest room, which the guest room was thrown into where my old room was.
So you just switched with
it?
We just switched
rooms, yeah. And every night, before I fell asleep, and this was not before I went to bed, this was before I fell asleep while in bed,
mm-hmm.
because my bed backed up to a window, there were three knocks, very evenly placed. It was 1, 2, 3, and I was out.
That's weird.
Every
weird.
Night, for the many years I lived there, and even after I came back from living in Saudi Arabia for a year, every night it was 1, 2, 3.
I really don't
And
like
I was
that.
Fine with it. I thought it was a friend. I thought it was a friendly spirit that was just there saying hi.
So, okay, that kind of reminds me with the whole window
it's
knock thing.
Sandman.
So, this one's, like, really, it doesn't make much sense. So, I used to have, like, a tree that would knock on my window, and, like, as a kid, that scared me or whatever. So, my mom, she's, okay, if you guys kind of know my mom, but she's very weird sometimes. So, my old house, she used to take, this is going to sound so, so creepy sounding, she used to take baby dolls and rip the heads off. And she buried them so the heads would pop out and make it look like a baby grave. Like, just tons of baby doll heads.
Bro, that's
or just
an actual
doll heads.
Art piece I've heard of. But,
it was
yeah,
terrifying, but it was under my window. So, you know, you go check the... So I remember, like, this was...
What?
Because, yeah, I used to be in this... And then, like, I can't speak. So I was on the upstairs floor or whatever. When I would look over and I look down, I just see tons of doll heads on the ground. And I was, like, on the second floor. So it's, like, a distance or whatever. I have a tree knocking on the window and I just see doll heads all over the ground or whatever. And then, like, my old backyard is super pretty, but at night it was kind of creepy because there's, like, this, like I said, this little hut that went underground. It was all pitch black. All the trees covered anything, so there was tons of shadows and tons of, like, I don't know. But I just remember the doll head thing scaring the ever-living shit out of me. Never go out there at night.
Sounds baby army.
Yes, and there would be, like, arms coming out like this, like, I guess no one can see it, but, like, arms be popping out of it. It was just not cool.
That reminds me, with the three knocks, there wasn't any feasible piece of live plant close enough to make as loud of a rock. The closest tree would have to drop a branch about 20 feet and then swing it about 3 feet. Three times.
It's just
evenly,
like,
and then go back up 20 feet and be in the tree, because there was nothing next to that window. There
that
was nothing
weird.
That could have made that noise next to the
how
window.
How big were the, or how loud were the knocks? Oh, so they were like, you could definitely, okay.
You could hear, you like, could not mistake them. They were there, they were clear. Oh, whatever the hell was there was just like, hey, I'm here. Good night.
Great.
Jeez.
Oh, that's just great.
That was a fun.
That's okay. That brings me to another weird question. How much do you think ghosts can interact with people, or like, do you think only certain ghosts can, or?
Wait. Before we say that.
Oh, sorry.
Should we talk about if we believe in ghosts?
Yeah, that's probably a good point. Place. Okay, what do you go first then? You start off here.
So I don't believe in ghosts. I want them to be real, and I
that would be
like
really cool.
Really hope I'll have an experience that will convince me 100% that they're real.
Yeah.
But so far, I've been skeptic and I haven't had anything happen that I've been able to, like, be like, yeah, they're real for sure. So I don't believe in ghosts, but I like the idea of them being real, and I'm still, like, searching for proof that they're real.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I'm not, they're not real. There's no chance.
Right.
To me, I've seen nothing that, no evidence that they're real, but I hope that I find something eventually.
That's the trouble with this, like, supernatural stuff.
That's fair.
In the end, I don't think there's any real, like, measurable results that you can come up with, unless it's, like, sightings. And also, what do you think of that, like,
ghost
energy?
Ghost hunters disagree.
Okay, ghost hunters are silly billies.
Oh my god, I still love watching shows like that and thinking they were real.
They're
like,
fun. I love
yeah,
ghost
Yeah, but then you, like,
stuff.
Watch them again now, and you're like, they're so cheesy. Like, you
yeah,
can tell the guys,
so
like,
bad.
Turning the thing up, oh my god, it's going! Sorry,
so
you were saying in your
going
no, but, oh yeah, but, like, a lot of ghost hunters use that, like, energy sensing stuff. What do you think that is, and if it's even real? Like, what is
well,
that?
Well, there is science behind them. There's different things, like, there's ones that test for, like, changes in, like, radio frequency.
And
okay. There's one that tests temperature.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And there's one that tests, what
is EMF.
It? Yeah.
What's that?
Electromagnetic frequencies.
Oh, wait.
That's
yeah.
what I was talking about.
The biggest one with that one is that EMF is used modernly as a way to see if there's a hidden camera in your room, if there's a tracker on your car, anything like that.
Oh.
So
many things can set them off.
It sets them off
it's
really
right.
easily, yeah.
It's hard to say that this is a ghost with those, because it just might not be. Like,
yeah.
it could be something else.
It
right.
would take so long to precisely set an EMF detector to not register other devices,
mm-hmm.
because there's too many other things that could create EMF.
Exactly.
Right.
So, anyway, Eli, are you saying you don't believe
it? I don't think I do, but with, like, two caveats, and that's, one, like, I'm not entirely sure, like, you know, like, religion-wise, if you're instantly sorted to heaven or hell upon death, and, like, what happens during that time. And two is that I think poltergeists might be real as demons. Like, that's possible, you know? Like,
so,
they
like,
could just be separate.
So, like, evil energies kind
what?
Of thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
But, like,
okay.
what? Go ahead.
I was just going to say a poltergeist and a demon are, like, I can feel like two.
I know what you're saying.
You mean, like, poltergeists are real and demons? Are they real as a demon?
Well, no.
What?
I think that they could be, like, demons.
Okay,
but
wait,
like,
that was... Okay.
Oh, okay.
That was a question I had earlier that we didn't say in the podcast. So what is the difference, what is the difference between a poltergeist and a ghost then? Because I don't really know
okay,
that.
Okay, I know.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
So, a ghost, well, I think how it works is that there's a spirit and there's a ghost.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, ghosts cannot physically interact with things, and spirits can. And a poltergeist is, I believe it comes from Native American folklore.
Okay.
And it is a violent spirit.
Okay.
So it can interact with physical things, and it does so in a violent and dangerous and destructive way.
Do you think it's more, if that's the case, do you think it's more for its, like, personal use, or, like, maybe it's, like, it's a way for it to get free of its evilness?
It's,
I don't know the right word
I think
for that.
What it is it's, I'm not familiar with Native American folklore, but, like, from what I understand, is it's sort of like a protective entity of, like, burial grounds.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's cool.
If someone, like, for example, if a white man comes and builds their house on a Native American burial mound, which are basically a big mound of dirt that
yeah.
they buried dead people.
The plot
then
of the poltergeist movie?
Will,
I haven't seen that.
The poltergeist will come after them.
Okay, that makes
sense. Ruin their life.
So if anything, a poltergeist is like doing evil but with good intentions for its own.
It's a protector.
Okay,
yeah.
So it has good intentions if that's the case.
So
with itself, though.
It has a purpose, but it doesn't care. I don't think it cares who it hurts.
Right.
Like, you could be an innocent child that moved to a house that happened to be on top of this burial ground.
Right.
And the poltergeist wouldn't give a shit. It would fuck you up.
Okay, that makes sense. That reminds me of, another TV show. I watched with a friend a little bit. I didn't finish it. It's the American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, there's that one house, I think it's called, like, Roanoke or something.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, okay.
I've seen two.
It's the same idea. These people move into this house, and everyone there, like, basically, there's tons of, like, weird spirits that come attack
yeah.
them. Yeah.
It's crazy. Also, disclaimer to you listeners out there, like, we're just saying this. We're not experts.
Like,
yeah,
we're
not experts. We don't know. We might be wrong.
It's just how we're viewing it.
Yeah.
Okay, that does make sense, though, because I kind of knew a little bit of it, but I didn't really know the full thing.
Well...
Oh, so I thought poltergeist was, like, German for noise spirit.
Noise spirit?
Yeah.
Poltergeist
exists
in multiple different sections of the world. So you have your Native American versions, which is the most commonly heard of because of the Poltergeist movie, which made that real famous. But you do have other types of poltergeist that are just subsected into poltergeist because the poltergeist is this evil spirit that basically is protecting something. And it's not in the sense of malicious intent for a good purpose. It's purely malicious intent. This spirit has been bound to a certain space. And all it knows at that point is if that space is disrupted, kill the thing.
Right.
That's it. It doesn't know anything for good or anything like that.
When you say bound, are you saying that like it wants to stay in that place, or it's like it just can't escape that place?
It can't leave that place.
Okay.
It is permanently bound. Normally, so the difference between spirits and ghosts normally is that a ghost is a soul or a spirit. It's just those words get thrown back and forth, and I got an article here for that.
So I'm wrong then.
Not necessarily, because ghosts
no,
can sometimes be pulled as a subsection of a spirit or soul.
Okay. Yeah.
So some people see ghosts as a spirit or a soul who does not remember how they died and cannot leave this planet until they see their own death or until they remember how they died, and then they're free to be. And then it's also just another word for spirit or soul, depending on where you come from. But with the poltergeist, they are bound to a place. So if you, in some different movies and some different cultures, if your spirit does not leave this earth, it becomes malicious, it becomes ravenous, it becomes angry, upset, and evil. So if you bind an evil soul already, so someone who is evil, someone who's angry, if you bind their soul to a place, their soul can't leave, and it'll grow more and more evil, more and more deadly over time. So, say, in the poltergeist movie, if they were to somehow unbind the poltergeist from the gravesite, theoretically, that would half kill the poltergeist. You would have to find the original body, if it still existed, and cleanse that, because it would be not only bound to the gravesite itself, but your spirit is always bound to your own body. So, it would have to be released from those two places, and then it would theoretically be dead. But there's a lot of stuff that happens between that and many different cultures and how that's described.
Yeah, from what I've heard, a lot of, like, ancient cultures believe to free, like, a spirit, you have to, like, burn the body or, like, get rid of the body.
That's why the Vikings send all their fallen soldiers and all that off in their U-boats on fire. It's like, that is their trip to Valhalla. Their soul is released from the body through the burning and the cleansing. And then they get to go to their version of the afterlife.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That's crazy.
So did you finish, Eli? You said...
Oh, no. I was done, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Dupe.
Sophia?
Okay. I'm very iffy. I do believe in ghosts to an extent. So like I said in our previous episode that we recorded, I think that after we die, our souls, I don't know what the right words are, but kind of are, like, stuck here until we're, like, not remembered anymore or not, like... Yeah, remembered. But the thing is, that's where I think ghosts come from, because I think that, like, I'd feel like it's, like, some weird, like, you're literally just stuck until, like, you can't move, you can't do anything. But I think that some ghosts are, like, the version of people who are stuck, but they can still see and somewhat interact with the world. But I don't understand quite how that works. That's why I don't really, you know, I don't know how real it would get. So I'm just kind of, like, yeah, I believe in them, but I don't believe in, like, super extreme stories. Because, like, when people say, yeah, this ghost came started attacking me, like, I find that very hard to believe. You know, like, I'm like, okay, maybe, but I really don't, you know, I just don't believe in extreme cases, generally.
Yeah. A ghost?
Not saying they're not real, though.
A ghost also wouldn't, like, directly just attack a person.
Right.
No. Like, you wouldn't just be on the road and the ghost would be like, sup, I'm gonna punch you. That's not how this works.
Bro, people who, like, talk about, like, daily being assaulted by ghosts...
That's
like
not how it works.
Times, like,
well, if you have like a demonic infestation, you might
well,
deal
of course.
With that.
But
I
that would be in a set place, because that's still
yeah.
bound to something.
Well, yeah,
so
I feel
you would
like
have
every
that.
Night you go to bed and you get like.
Yeah.
You seem like paranormal activity, like something like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
There has to be a binding to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've just like I don't know. I think when people start saying like, oh, I see ghosts and like all the time, you know, like we have some friends from our old school. I won't say names, but like say they see ghosts like every week, and I just find it so hard to believe. Cause
yeah.
I'm like, not saying you're wrong. I don't want to put anyone's like I guess views down, but I think it's a matter of like maybe they're overhyping it in their own head and they start to believe it themselves by that point. If that makes sense, I don't know. That's just how I view
well,
it.
Also,
I just
sometimes
it
it's fun to lie about those things.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Just for the thrill of it.
Right. No, for sure. I don't know. I just can't get behind most of those stories.
Yeah.
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 So what about you, Oliver? Do you believe?
I feel like y'all know my answer, but yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm a person who believes in magic and all that because while we can't prove it, we can't disprove it.
True.
We're at a point where all our science, everything we know is relative to how we see the world, and there's so much we won't ever be able to tell what exists or not. All our physics breaks down the closer you get to black holes or the closer to the beginning of the universe. There is literally one of the most biggest parts of science is there's always an exception. Nothing is set in stone. So there's not like, oh, this is the rule for this and that's period. You have the rule for this, but then you have these exceptions. It's like talking in French. You have your rules for how to conjugate a word, but then you have all the others that don't follow that rule.
Yeah.
And it's like that for science. So I can never tell. I just always think, I follow the same rules that you'd normally follow for magic, where it's like there has to be a source of where the energy's coming from, there has to be something to tie it to a point, and then there has to be a way for that energy to be used in a physical sense or in some sort of sense. So there's got to be some sort of connection there for something to exist. It can't just be, oh, this thing just appeared in front of me and it's now trying to attack me.
Right.
There's got to be a reason for why the soul or this ghost or spirit existed or how it came to be, what's holding it here, and how it's able to affect you. So say someone died, their soul was bonded to a certain charm, and the spirit's just using that charm to attack people. So anything within the area of the charm, anyone who owns the charm, or say... If we go to, I believe it's the Hope Diamond. I don't remember what it's called. I'll look it up. There's the most cursed jewel in the world.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
That.
With that one, basically anyone who's owned the gem has died. Like, it's not has
like died
naturally.
Yeah.
It's died violently.
Yeah.
How?
Oh, many different ways.
Like how many
murder,
people owned it?
There's like murders and like other fucked up ways they died.
Jesus. That's actually really
interesting. It's in museums now. No one owns it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's so cursed. It's basically priceless. Like, no one will ever buy it or own it again.
Right. That's insane.
I've seen it. I saw it in Washington, D.C. when I was, like, 6, maybe.
Yeah, it's in the Smithsonian.
I thought... It's like the biggest diamond, so I thought it was gonna be, like, some, like, massive thing.
No.
And it was, like, maybe... about the size of the palm of my hand as a 6-year-old, and I was like really underwhelmed, but I wish I had seen it now because I think I'd be way more like amazed by it.
Let's go make a trip
now
this weekend, next weekend.
Yeah, easy.
We'll go buy it.
I don't think it's probably not in DC anymore. I think it moves around.
Well, you'll need to eat it and see what happens.
Well, doesn't someone kind of have to own it then, like the museum has to own it?
So
yeah,
owns the museum, so wouldn't that
it's
like
different because
it's not direct ownership.
It's not direct
ownership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it can't be tied to an individual person.
If the museum
that's when you're in trouble.
And there's a lot of individuals in that museum, it can't, like...
I imagine if someone in the museum sort of took ownership of it somehow, where they sort of were, like, unfairly getting more control over it than it, someone else, it would affect them. But, like,
yeah.
I don't think that happens.
I'd be interested to see how that would go down.
Yeah, so it was... Towards the beginning of the life of the diamond, I just pulled this up. This will be in the YouTube description with all of our sources there. But there's a myth about the diamond when it was first found. It was a traveler who traveled to India and bought the diamond. And while this didn't happen, it was said he was torn apart by a pack of dogs. He actually lived to 84 and the gem and bought more gems as he went on and then sold it off. But then later on, it's when we get to McLean, where they were trying to sell the gem off of its curse aspect. And that's when the curses started happening. So it was that whole idea of, we're going to use this old history of the gem to try and get more money for it, try and be greedy for this gem. Yeah. And for the McLean person, their firstborn son was killed in a car accident. Husband ran off with another woman, destroyed their fortune, died in a sanctuarium from a brain atrophy due to alcoholism. And the family newspaper, the Washington Post, went bankrupt.
That's great.
So first person to own it. Everything went real south for her. And then after that, it was given to another person. I think one more after that. I'm not sure. And then it went to Smithsonian. And those other people also faced horrible things in their life that were not very common. So, yeah, that was the most cursed. But there's, on this source that I have, there's a list of all the cursed gems. And gems are a very common thing to be cursed because they're tied with the whole aspect of greed.
And you can't really get rid of them, you know, like, who's going to throw away a gem?
Well, and they're just hard, like, physically. Yeah. It's one of the hardest materials.
Mm-hmm.
It's
cool. I think it's interesting, like, movies when they try to get rid of stuff and they'll throw it in, like, the ocean or something and it pops back somehow in their life.
Yeah.
Like, in their room when they get home.
Yeah.
Like, I know that stuff's probably not real, but, like, I don't know, that stuff.
If it's real, it probably happened with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to say it's not real, but, like, just something like that, I'm like, that's just going to prove me wrong right now.
Yeah.
You know what's amazing is how it's called the Hope Diamond. Like, what an ironic name.
Oh, my God. He just farted again.
So we have three skeptics here and a believer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yay!
Congrats, Oliver.
Well, Sophia's like sort of.
I'm like, I do believe, but I believe to an extent. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think kind of goes in order. You believe, like, the least out of. And then you
for
go,
sure.
And then
yeah.
Yeah, so it's like
I
a weird circle.
The least,
it's like
I guess.
Like religion all again, like a weird circling back going
is.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the people watching, comment down below your stories and if you believe or not. This has been recorded, like, 2 days after the first episode, so we haven't even seen if there are any comments there, because that's not up yet.
Yeah, I've seen the first one.
But
yeah.
We would love to hear all of those stories and read through them.
Yeah.
And maybe we can one day go through some of those stories, possibly, because that would be real fun to see what other people say.
It'd be interesting if you guys showed the stories and asked questions. We could do, like, a whole episode related to their
follow-up.
Yeah, follow-up. That's a good idea.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about sleep paralysis, guys. So, it's something that I've had a ton this last summer. And it sucks. It's really uncomfortable. It's not necessarily scary all the time. I mean, it is, but it just is, like, painful almost. The most vivid one I remember this summer is it was a stormy day, which is rare here, and it was probably maybe early in the morning, like 3-4 in the morning, and I woke up, I say that with quotes, and I could hear a scraping sound outside my window, and I could hear this storm, and it was just this, like, melodic, like, repetitive scraping, and it was, like, really creepy. It sounded, basically, how I would describe it, it sounded like someone was, like, digging a grave with a shovel outside my window, like, they were just scraping through, like, dirt and rocks, and then, like, just over and over again.
Not like that.
And I couldn't move because sleep paralysis, and, like, my whole mind was telling me, like, this is, like, really bad, you need to get up, close your window, you need to do something, but, like, my body, like, I wouldn't, like, my body was just stuck like that, so I just sort of laid there listening to this sound for, like, it felt like an eternity, but it's probably, like, 5 minutes, and, I started to see, like, shadows, too, like, outside the window, like, I'd sort of, like, see, like, flashes of these, like, really, like, weird, like, dark, twisted shadows, and then eventually I did sort of, like, actually wake up, and I could not figure out what the noise was, like, I think it might have been a branch from the storm that was scraping against our fence in our backyard, and I could just hear it from my window, but to this day I'm not certain that I know what the noise was. But I got up, I closed my window. I looked out the window because I was scared. But maybe it was stupid to do that if I was scared, but I did anyway. Stared out the window. And then I closed it and I got back in bed. And it was not fun. And this same thing happened 4 or 5 times within like a few weeks or within the few nights of that storm. Like every time there's a storm, it pretty much happened over the summer.
That's insane. Yeah, that's a no-go for me.
Yeah, and then
sign me up.
And then I had one other time where there was just like, it's just like your average story. There's like, you just wake up and you can't move, and there's like a dark shadow in the corner of your room.
I had that happen like once, and I did not like that at all.
Yeah, it's really unpleasant. Sleep paralysis sucks.
Like, can you even move your eyes? Do you just like stare?
I couldn't move my eyes. I was fixated on one path of view, and it didn't change.
Oh my goodness.
I don't have like a sleep paralysis story, but I get really, really, really bad nightmares. Or used to more. I haven't got them as much recently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is, like, really creepy sounding. I have weird nightmares where I murder people that I know. And I, like, I'll wake up and I'll believe that I did it. And I'll start thinking of ways that I can get away with it. Not because I want to.
Come
it's, like,
on,
a guilt
man.
Thing. No, for real. Like, one of our old teachers, I've had 2 dreams that I murdered. I'm not going to say who. But I murdered their significant other. And I thought it was two nights in a row. And I literally dead-ass thought that I, like, murdered them.
Oh, I remember you telling me about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's not like when I say it now, it's kind of funny sounding, you know, but I'm like, I was genuinely like, I remember like blood and guns and like all that. And I had one where I thought I murdered like some of my own family members. Like, it's just weird. Then I'll wake up and I'll be like, not sleep paralysis frozen, but I'm like frozen like with fear, like, oh my god, I just did that. Cause like, I'll believe if like a solid 10 minutes after waking up, it's terrible.
Nightmares can suck.
Yeah, I don't like nightmares.
Our teachers are gonna be like, "What? Who the hell was
I know,
that?"
That's why I don't want to say the name, because I'm like, I don't want them to think that it's anything. Like, I don't, nothing against them.
But they're all gonna be writing us like, "Excuse me, wait."
Yeah, I probably should have said
after this episode, they're gonna be like, "They are fucked. Like, they need help."
They start reporting us.
Yeah.
We go to mental hospitals.
Yeah,
no,
we all get like
scholarship.
Sent to an asylum.
Yeah,
honestly.
No.
Okay.
No, but the one time I did, oh sorry, I didn't mean that.
It's fine. No.
No.
It doesn't matter. I was just gonna make a random comment.
No,
make
that
a
was
comment.
Salty.
What?
It's fine. It's fine.
Fine.
I don't care at all.
Sorry.
Fine. I was just
God,
gonna say
fine.
That like everybody deserves to be in a mental hospital like on their own right.
Yeah, fair.
Everyone.
Fair.
Oh my God, who's the person who's like held against her will in her own house? Who's said to have mental delusions? Britney Spears? No.
Oh, yeah.
It is Britney Spears?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was messed up.
It's still happening.
It's still happening.
Yeah,
it didn't
like,
stop.
She's
still
trying
going on.
To
There's, like,
go
petitions
to court
on.
To say that she's, like, fine, but...
That is
I don't
so
know
absurd.
What
I didn't know. It was, I thought it was
like,
over.
I
thought she got out.
No,
I would say just take the mental hospital. Don't even stay with your family or anything.
Well, I don't even understand that whole situation. Okay, wait, we're going so off topic. But, yeah, no, I don't...
It's fine.
I don't get that at all,
because
I'm like, I believe it at the same time, you know, that's like, she's so social media covered that there's probably so many fans backing.
This is true.
Not saying that she doesn't, like, I'm not siding with anyone. I'm just saying, like, it's just an odd scenario. Like, you can't really just take the one side and go,
yeah.
Who
knows?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but with the one time I did have sleep paralysis, I followed this weird, like, light orb, and I thought I followed it. Like, I walked in my... like around
orb
my house it was like a little orb and I remember like following it to my kitchen and then all of a sudden like it just disappeared and I was back in my room like just like sitting there and I just stared at my ceiling and the white orb was just there for like literally like, what felt like 10 minutes or so but
that is scary.
Never follow a white orb.
Well, it was my dream. I didn't really
well
that.
Normally anything that appears like that isn't always just part of a dream.
Yeah.
That's
oh?
said to be
yeah.
something else. You
wait, is that like a normal thing? I've never heard of it before.
No.
What is it?
A spirit or something.
Yeah.
Really?
It's
if
oh
you
my
get
god, that's so related to this episode.
Yeah.
I've never heard
on
that.
Accident. Yeah, it's really cool.
It's
actually.
Appeared in my dreams like more than once, but I've never like followed it. And then that's the one time where I did have sleep paralysis. Like I woke up and it was just like I remember like looking up at my ceiling and I like sitting there staring at it and I just like didn't move. Like,
that's
I couldn't.
Really.
That's.
I wanted to get up and move away, but I just remember staring at it.
That's something calling you.
Oh, great.
You don't know why, you don't know who, you don't know what, you don't know where it wants to take you, but that's something trying to call you. That's why you see it in the movie It, the three orbs that are in that create the monster It
the
itself. Deadlights
or
the deathlights. In the Poltergeist movie, you have the light when the child's pulled into the TV
okay.
that he's told go away from the light. It's just that sign of there's something there. This isn't part of a dream. Go away from it, because there's
that
a chance
so
it's
scary.
There's a
Jesus.
Chance that it's fine and it's just
oh
something.
My God.
There's a chance that it's something that needs help and it's trying to get that help from you, Or it's trying to hurt you.
I think, okay, this is not crazy. It was, if I remember right, it was fairly after my grandma passed.
Could have been your grandma.
Makes me wonder. I don't know. That's
I mean,
like,
isn't white also supposed to be a good color, though? Like,
it can be.
It was creepy in the moment. It wasn't a good color when I was staring at it. I've never heard, I don't watch horror movies with that. I've never heard of that before, though. That's, now you're just creeping me out.
Yeah,
I don't want to see that again.
That's really creepy.
Yeah, it's been, like, within the last year. Like, the paralysis part. Like, I used to see it in dreams before that, though. But, like, it wasn't, like, an often occurrence.
Did you see it before your grandmother died?
No, I don't think so. My grandma passed a few years ago, so it's been a while. I don't remember, because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's odd. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, the biggest misconception that people have is when you see a white light, it means you're dying or it's something good. That's a lie.
Oh, isn't that, like, supposed to, like, the, what's it called? An illusion? Like, it's trying to make you think that?
It can be, yeah.
Okay, I
wonder
about that.
Normally, people think of that because we have the white and black contrast.
Yeah.
And how we say white is good. It's the power of light and darkness, black is bad. No, that's not true. If you see a light, it might be good to go towards the darkness because it might be more comforting and not try and kill you.
Great. Noted.
So, yeah.
Great. Well, I will not be following any more white orbs into my kitchen.
In Egypt, black is actually the good color and red is the bad one. So.
And what, sorry?
Red is a bad color.
Red is a bad color.
Black is a good one.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fun.
Great.
dreams
also,
are crazy.
Yeah. Also, if you die in the dream, don't die in the dream.
Because
it's said that if you die in the dream, you die in real life.
Oh,
I've
man. I've never died. I wake up right before.
Do you wake up right before, or do you know you're dead then?
I've been, yeah. No.
I know I'm dead.
I've always woken up right before.
Yeah.
I mostly wake up right before. My worst ones is where I'll jump off a cliff, but I won't know I'm jumping off.
Oh,
like,
I've
my body's just, like, walking towards it, and I just feel that falling.
I hate that falling feeling. It happened to me last night.
Or, like,
I
when,
feel
do you hate
it.
When
I
your, like, leg
mean.
Shakes and you wake up and you're like... like, you just came back from the death, like,
you,
oh my god.
I've woken
over.
Up, like, twitching because
I hate that. Because
I feel like I fell in my dream and
yes.
I, like... had to catch myself.
Yeah.
So I catch myself in my bed and I'm like out of I'm like so disoriented.
No, my
those
worst
times
one...
when you're just going to sleep and then that happens and then you go to try to like stop yourself from falling or whatever and then you just like
yes.
Like,
my body's just like
yeah, the worst time I've done that is like literally the one I'm referring to is where I was walking off a cliff or whatever and I like started falling and I shook myself but I shook myself off my bed. So like I fell off my bed and I'm like, oh my god, I literally just killed myself and I'm just sitting here like on the floor like, oh my
Jesus.
But I was fine. I survived. In case you guys
those
wondering.
Are the worst.
Yeah.
I hate that feeling. So, should we...
What the hell?
Oh my god.
That was really crazy.
Okay, if you guys couldn't hear that, there was like little tiny footsteps on the top of my
head.
Is there
like a mouse running
what
across
the
ceiling?
Okay, for
okay,
one...
A squirrel.
Oh my god, that actually...
This timing is so weird.
Taco barking.
Yeah, we have a dog with us, so we should.
For once,
I'm
gonna curse. What the fuck was that?
I'm guessing probably a squirrel. There's two trees that go over.
I hope
that's
so.
That's not a squirrel. I can tell you that for sure. My roof has no insulation in
it,
and I can hear everything.
This is straight up roof. There's no insulation right here at all. This
is
literally.
No, I mean like mine is metal sheeting, and then like my ceiling.
It could be mice, because there's a little hole up there. You see that little hole behind that chair?
Mice aren't that big, Sophia. That's the sound of, like, large raindrops hitting the roof.
I love
the
how
sky.
The skeptics are all like, it was just a squirrel, and Oliver's like, it wasn't a squirrel!
Like, we don't actually jump for that. We all just went silent. Okay, wait, we should explain.
Scary.
I don't think anyone...
Our
2-foot
square cloud just had a rainstorm.
What is he doing? He's just in there staring at the sky.
He's looking for the ghost!
Guys,
we
heard something that sounded like a... hail almost.
Yeah.
On the ceiling.
It was like a.
But it was in one spot and it lasted for only a second. Like I thought it was raining.
No, it wasn't one spot. It went across.
It went across.
Well,
true. I think it went from
like
here to here. Is what
we all heard it and paused, and then Sophia's dog woke up.
Like jolted up and sort of. And then
and
he
left.
Stared at the steps for like a second
and
just left.
He didn't really jolt up. He kind of woke up.
Oh, really?
Like
I thought his head went. Okay, but a minute ago, my dog, like, they didn't pick this up.
Oh, true.
It's in the recording, I think. You could hear the dog bark.
We took a pause, and Sophia's dog freaked, like...
I went to go pet him, and he just started barking.
He was sleeping, and he like, got super startled.
Well, because I've been petting him anyway. He was aware that people were here, and were petting him.
Yeah, but when I pet him originally, he wasn't moving for a second, and then he barked.
Yeah, he got really startled.
He's barked before, but he only ever barks, like, when you get close stepping on his tail, or, like, when he's excited. Like, I've never seen him bark when he's... Yeah, I don't know. That's
Guys,
so weird.
That was a real fat squirrel, if anything.
We're literally like...
Raccoon, maybe? I don't know what. I mean, it's not usually...
We're just draining this supernatural energy into here by all talking
about it. Like, my heart jumped with that a bit.
That was
Bro, actually...
If Sophia's memory thing stands up, that'd be pretty wild.
If what?
Never mind.
No, what?
What?
You know, for the really weird theory, so, you know, just for the heck of it, you know, like, tying stuff together. So, you know... If things are held by, like, memories, right?
Yeah.
If that's true, right? And then if spirits...
Like, the afterlife, you mean.
Yeah, and if spirits are able to, like, interact with things based on strength, right? Just making shit up, right? If you remember things especially strongly or remember specific spirits, then wouldn't that, like,
give increase their strength? Yes,
or
it
draw
would.
Them towards you?
Yeah,
that would be really.
It would draw
them
towards
you. Implying,
you
like,
I don't know.
Like,
I'm just like.
Well, no. Who are you implying? Like my grandma when I was saying.
No, nothing.
Oh,
I was
okay.
just thinking. Like.
No, that is
just
crazy.
That'd be cool.
I don't know. Yeah, that is crazy. That actually was really, really weird. I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Also, Sophia, that painting has been like staring at me this whole time.
We need to put a picture of it on when we put it. Yeah. So, my mom and I have this very odd painting that has very creepy eyes.
It's like a floating head.
It's a floating head. And it's
like, I like it because of how much it
how
stands out to me.
It is?
Okay,
yeah.
I like the lips.
My
sure.
mom did
it
that,
stands
yeah.
Out
I just did the head.
It stands
and
out
the
to me, like,
originally.
A lot.
She did the eyes. She wants me to go through and fix some of it, which I might, but, yeah, no, we have, I don't know, this is a very interesting podcast. What
yeah.
do you guys think, like, haunted houses? Like, when there's multiple, like, spirits or ghosts or however you want to phrase it.
I love
that
it.
There. You
I
love
wanna,
it?
I want to go to one and, like, explore them.
I
want to
go to
it's
a haunted
so cool.
castle, but it also scares me too.
All of them. I love that feeling, that thrilling exploration of haunted places.
We should go
also,
do that.
If, okay. So, like, you know, haunted, like, houses or, like, castles, right? You know, that's a whole bunch of people not necessarily died at the same time, right? Do ghosts interact with each other, or is it just with
oh,
the living? Do they see other
question.
Ghosts as well?
Can... Sort of. Some?
Some,
cultures do believe that they can interact with each other because they all exist in the same space.
Yeah.
So they can work with each other for whatever reason they want.
Okay, what do you guys believe personally, then? Do you think they can interact with each other?
Yeah. I think some can,
think
depending on the circumstance.
That's
mm-hmm.
my idea,
it's
yeah.
just really circumstantial,
like,
probably.
Okay. I don't think they can. I don't know. I think
I
that
think
they all are, like,
if
their own
they're, like, like-minded or have the same circumstances or, like, time or burial, then, like, it could be, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess that goes with, like, my own beliefs of the afterlife, like, where when you pass or whatever, like, I think that you're just kind of stuck alone until
oh, yeah.
you're getting forgotten, and then you can probably interact, I think, with, like, wherever you go after that. But I don't know. I think that you're just, like, alone. But which makes me wonder that, like, what happens when there's multiple ghosts or whatever in one house, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
Or, like, what if you die in the same... Like, what if you're all in a car crash together?
No, I know. That's... I don't
that's,
know.
Crazy.
Well...
When you become one, just, like, cancerous and blah.
Ew.
<ghost.
laughs>
For...
That'd be weird.
Like, for a haunted house or something for like that, normally, a similar event, or there has to be some connection... within
mm-hmm.
the murders or how people died for them to all, like, be bound to one place.
Right.
So the same killer, the same way of dying, or they all just died on the property, anything
right.
like that.
Like a house burning down.
Like a house
cells.
Burning down,
yeah.
they were all trapped in there.
Yeah.
That would be a way to tie all those souls to one place.
No,
and,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess I could totally see that. That kind of, like, I don't know, I'm always interested in the castles, though, like, how big they are, but there's, like, infested with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
that's just, I don't know, that blows
what
my
about
mind.
Graveyards?
Oh, that's interesting.
Graveyards are the best spot, actually.
I don't either. Normally...
No, yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Or you can go.
I was gonna say, like, there's no, like, general, like, line of saying, hey, this is kind of where this ends, like, where a castle is, I don't know.
Graveyards, fascinate me. Like, I actually, I'm, like, really weird, and I convinced my ex-girlfriend to go to a graveyard with me, like, a few months ago. And we just, like, walked around a graveyard and, like... read about people's, like, stories on their gravestones, and it was really interesting.
Oh, well, that's actually really fun.
It was really fun, yeah.
Do you guys have any family that's in, like, graveyards you guys visit?
None of my family's from here, so,
oh.
no.
I'm sure I do, but I don't know, like, where.
Yeah.
That's fair. I've never had, all my family has always been, like, they wanted to go put their bodies to science, so they never actually got to be buried. Mm-hmm. And I've always been curious what, like, that feeling comes, you know, someone's in. Like, I guess, I wonder, I don't know, it's probably not as big of a deal for people who do have it, but I wonder what it's like to know your relative is buried in this spot, and that's, like, where they kind of stay. I don't know, that's just a weird feeling.
It is weird, yeah.
Because I don't have that.
I think it would be peaceful, like, if you lost someone you love to, like, go visit them.
Well,
be
yeah, I'd agree.
That's my thing with graveyards, is most people in the graveyard are at peace. It's like, yeah, their soul's at peace. That's why they wouldn't haunt it, unless someone disrupted that peace by building something on top of an old gravesite. Those souls have nothing to be upset about. Their families, their community buried them, grieved over them, and they're free.
Right. Also, so what if there's, like, you're saying they all get set at peace, but what if someone dies, like, a violent or unfair death? Wouldn't they be angry?
Well,
I feel like
I'd
be super pissed if I just had...
What if you get buried in a graveyard and you don't want to?
Yeah.
Well,
that
if you're angry, you're bound to what causes
like,
your
what
anger.
What the heck? I don't want to be one of those boys.
What
so,
do you mean by that, though?
That's what I mean, you're bound to two spots. You're bound... So, say someone killed you and you're really angry at them, you would be, like, a curse to their family. And to remove that curse, normally you'd have to figure out what happened there, and then go back and burn the body and cleanse it. Normally, like, if you watch the show Supernatural, they do this with, they, like, salt the body and they burn it. Burning it is just what you normally do. It's just, like, get
like
rid of it. You can salt it, yeah.
I heard another one. I don't know if this is a matter of cleansing, but it makes me wonder where people bury them in the ocean. They put, like, weights and they just take them down to the bottom of the ocean.
That's
how
I
you
hide
hate
a body.
That. Yeah.
What?
That's how
no,
you
no,
hide
No, not
hiding.
Like, people do that, like, when people die on, like, cruises or stuff.
Like, on
know?
Purpose.
Or not cruises, but, like, you know, boat rides or long journeys.
I like guess if that's how you want to die, you're good. But
well, I'm just
that
curious.
Would make someone
so
angry.
Like,
a,
it's like a sailor.
Cleansing,
it's like
or?
A sailor thing, right?
Yeah, but is that, that's what I wonder. Is it a version of cleansing, or is that just the easiest possible way to get rid of them?
I think
it's
yeah.
I think that's the way to get rid of them.
Well, I think in some cases, it's, like, what they want and has, like, spiritual meaning to them.
Okay. That also makes it, is that, like, a branch off of what you were saying earlier, the Viking thing or whatever, they burn them, but, like, they're not burning them, they just bury it, like, in a weird bury way.
No, they burn
They're
them.
Burning.
They
but
put...
no, they don't always, what I'm saying is they don't burn them, they just let them sink to the bottom. Like, they're not, the bodies are still there.
Oh,
like,
for this other
like,
tradition.
Like, do you think it's, like, a weird branch off from the whole
oh,
burning boat thing?
So, possibly, I also think, normally, when you hear of, like, a ghost occurrence or something, the body is not that far away. It's normally not super far. So if you drop someone in the ocean, their body is going to decompose. It's going to be eaten up. It's going to be torn apart.
Yeah.
Which
doesn't sound peaceful to me.
It doesn't sound
sense.
Peaceful, but it's also dragging them to a place far away from anything that has happened. So that section of the sea might become cursed. Like, a
right.
little bubble around where the body is.
Bermuda Triangle.
Or even, like, just, like, this...
Is, what do you... Have you guys seen, like... There's, like, lots of instances of people claiming they've caught... paranormal occurrences on camera. And have you guys seen any that really, like, convince you it's real or, like, anything really interesting? Because I've seen ones that are really, like, mind-blowing and
sure.
like, it's convincing, but, like, I can't prove that it's
right.
real because it's a video. But, yeah.
I hate the blurry faces, like, in
those
windows
so
or, like, reflections
dumb.
Or, like, right behind,
oh,
like, a kid.
True.
You know how it's
oh,
always
right.
weird that's right next to a kid? Like, it's, like, they're, like, where they're leeching off of this small child.
Yeah.
Like, it's always odd to me. And, like, I don't know
I
if I believe them or not,
because,
like, obviously it's easy to edit those in. But some of them are just, like, so realistic, you're, like, I don't know.
Some
man.
Of those are,
they're
especially
real.
When they, like... upload it, like, as if they don't know it's there.
Yes,
and then everyone's
oh,
like, did you
that.
Notice that face? And
yeah,
like, oh,
or, like,
no,
when
I
they
didn't.
Don't notice it for years after.
Yeah,
that's
so
creepy.
Creepy
as shit.
Well,
I hate the window.
The reason why I don't believe it is because I don't think that, like, a spirit can be caught on camera.
Oh,
I believe
mm-hmm.
in, like, you can see the activity of spirits, but I don't think, like, even with something old, like, you know,
that's,
like...
Yeah,
that's
I agree. Yeah. Like, I've only seen convincing videos of things caused by spirits, I guess, not actually of
oh,
spirits.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess I just think of it as, like, the spirit's, like, so strong it can be picked up. Like, it's, I don't know how to say strong, like, its energy is so strong.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I believe it, but I just feel like it's, if anything, that's why it would be that
that's
way.
That's sixth sense.
Well,
it's a fun one.
With these things, it's like, whatever it exists, it still is tied to some aspect of our world.
Right.
So, it's not, in a sense, a fully physical being. So, light can't interact with this. It, like, it could possibly interact with, like, energy and be, like, a glowing spot, like,
yeah.
we can see. But it still has to interact in some way. I was watching a new TV show called Cursed on Netflix
mm-hmm.
about three witches. It was about the original I heard not cursed. It's the Charmed Ones. There was an old series called Charmed Ones. They were rebooting it. But basically, one person there, who's one of the witches, she was a scientist before she became a witch. And she'll apply that science to witchcraft to get the same results without having to do the same actions.
Okay.
So, like, with the line of salt, as long as salt is connecting and touching, it should theoretically have the same effect as a literal, like, thick line of salt.
Right.
Because either way, it's a pure line of energy with that. And it's really interesting on how all of that, like, there's that connection back to science that you can build. That connects to this whole not unknown section of the world.
Right.
Hmm.
No, that's interesting. I don't know. I don't know, like, what, okay, well, talk about the behavior you've seen, like, caught on videos.
So, I showed Eli one before that we started recording. And it's where there's, it's like one of the top posts on the paranormal subreddit. And it's these two guys who say they've been hearing, like, noises in their house for, like, years. And they, are, like, watching, I think they're, like, watching baseball or something, and they hear it. So they, like, go to this one closet where they have, like, a bunch of Legos and open the door and turn on the light. And, like, you in the corner of the room, you can see this one, like, head with, like, horns on it made out of Legos. And, like, as they, like, turn away to, like, turn off the light and leave the room, the head, like, turns on its own.
Oh, I
want
to see you have to show that to me.
Yeah, and it's really, it looks so real. And, like, they claim it's real and that they didn't set it up.
Yeah.
And they have, like, a lot of, like, evidence of how they couldn't have faked it.
Right.
And it's, like, pretty convincing. And stuff like that is just, like, so, it blows my mind. Like, I love it, but it's, like, scary.
Right.
It's crazy.
No, that is crazy. I don't know. It's also so hard to believe stuff these days because of how good editing has gotten. Like, if this was, like, 10 years ago, yeah, you show me stuff like that, I've been like, oh, my God, yes. But now it's, like... Not saying that it's not real, but it's just so hard to believe because there's so many fake things out there.
Well,
you know?
I have deep fakes.
You guys can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. We also will be streaming on
Spotify and Apple Music. Hopefully by now.
Yeah, our first episode is already up by this point, so definitely check that out if you already haven't. Be sure to leave comments of questions and stories and anything you guys want to add in the comment section.
Thanks for listening.
Hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye, people.